coverage. They need some time off.
Yes.
It is now 8:23, 79 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Eric Cortinas with the Fairhope Building Department.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
It's good. Good. Sun's out, so
I'm happy. Wasn't it lovely to see the blue sky yesterday? And looks like we're getting some today. So tell us, what's the difference between what the planning department does and what the building department does?
Sure. It essentially kind of boils down to the planning department tells you what you're allowed to build and, you know, where it can go on the lot. They talk about setbacks, how tall it can be, what uses there are in certain areas, because it depends on the zoning district. And once planning goes through that and the developer or the builder has an approval, they come to us and we tell them how to build it. We're the building code guys. We tell them what the wind rating has to be, how the electrical's got to be done, how the mechanical and all of those things. So they tell you what to build, and we pretty much tell you how you're supposed to build it.
Very good. That's an easy way to figure it. So you're in charge of how things are being built once they're approved, and we have lots approved around town.
Yeah.
So it's really true we have not one but two Publix coming within our area.
That's correct. We have the one that is up at 104 and 181, and they've already started going vertical with their construction. That one is called the Publix at Planner's Point. That's the title of, that's the name of that development.
Okay.
There's going to be a Publix, and I think there's 13 or 14 attached retail spaces on the side of that building, kind of like what you see at the one on Parker Road, but there's, I don't think they quite have that many. They're also at that corner approved for out parcels that face 104 and 181 for additional different types of commercial businesses. That could be drive-throughs, that could be banks, it could be offices. It just kind of depends on its zone to be able to handle those kind of things, I believe. I'd have to check about the drive-throughs because I know there's a few more restrictions on like fast food and stuff like that. But it's approved for a bunch of out-parcel buildings as well.
Can you drop any names of those yet?
I don't know that the developer even knows.
Okay.
He has the property available, and I'm sure they're marketing it. We know the Publix is up. That permit's been issued. They're under construction. And we've got almost an identical building and pretty much the same kind of setup at the one at Battles Road. And that one is called is going to be the Publix at Point Clear. That's what they've decided to call that. And you've got the main building with almost the same number of retail spaces attached. And then you've got out parcels that are going to face, I know, certainly Greeno Road, and I think there may be a couple also on the old Battles side.
And that is off of Greeno or 98.
Correct.
And Battles Road.
And Battles Road, right there on that corner.
So why have you talked to the officials? I mean, what do they know that we don't know, other than the fact that it must be a very lucrative opportunity for them to have three grocery stores within, what, 4 miles of each other, 5 miles of each other?
We hadn't really talked about it, but my guess would be if you look the south end of town by Point Clear, that's a big area of growth with everything going on in Battles Trace and down to, we've got major, you know, very large subdivisions going in on that south end. And then it's kind of the same thing at that north end. You've got, you know, the verandas out there next to Three Circles Church. There's other things that are proposed, some other subdivisions there around that 104, 181 area. So I'm sure they probably did their market research and looked at the potential growth and decided, hey, this would be a great spot for a grocery store.
Wow.
That's my guess.
And what are some other buildings or spaces that are available or in the works that folks ask you about? I know you've got a list for
us. And I tend to not comment on them until I have plans, because I've had folks talk to me about proposals and then they go through and then everybody gets upset. Starbucks was the main one. There was a lot of talk about a Starbucks and it didn't happen, and I got folks that were all upset that there wasn't a Starbucks. But what we do have in-house is there is an Aldi's grocery store.
There's been talk of that, so it's true.
I have the plans. So that is
proposed. That's Aldi's. That's A-L-D-I.
That is correct.
And where is that going to be?
It's directly across the street from the American Family Care that's at the Walmart facility. So it's directly across on Fairhope Avenue side. It's on the northeast corner of 181 and Fairhope Avenue.
And is there something currently there?
There's nothing there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so that one, I actually have the construction plans, and we're in the process of reviewing that so we can issue the permit.
Okay.
We also have the USA MAP building, which is the medical building. That is right there at 104 and 181 at the corner, same corner where Three Circles Church is. And that's
So the Publix is going to be across from
it's
that.
Catty corner too.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's going to be there. But okay. That one, we're getting ready to issue the permit. We've gone through the review process and we're finalizing everything. That's going to be issued, and it's about a 50,000 square foot building, multi-story, but it's going to be medical offices.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The big one that we have and we're reviewing, I've actually sent them
bigger
out.
Bigger than Publix and the USA MAP building?
Yes, ma'am.
Could be bigger?
At the corner of Volanta and Greeno, like you turn to go to the football field, mm-hmm. that undeveloped corner. We have
on that side or across?
It's on that side.
Okay.
We have a very large assisted care living facility that's been approved and is going to be built there.
That's right. The mayor told us about that.
It's like 175,000 square foot, three-story. It's a big building. That's probably it will probably wind up being the biggest building we have in town. Maybe Thomas.
I don't think I realized there was that much space.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of areas, and there's a lot of little parcels there that they've kind of gotten, and I'm sure they may be combining some of them.
Uh-huh.
But that's going to be called the Reserve at Fairhope, and we have those plans in-house. We're reviewing them.
Wow, and almost as big as Thomas Hospital.
Well, I don't know Thomas's square footage.
Yeah.
I can tell you in 15 years with the city, that's the biggest building I've seen. Probably by far.
Wow.
The Publix are right around 50,000 square feet.
Uh huh.
So probably.
And this was what?
175,000.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then across from that, across mm-hmm. from Volanta on 98 or
yes.
Greeno, there was a trailer park that was then emptied out in anticipation of building, I think, condos.
No,
What happened with that?
Yeah, it's a medical, it's an office complex, and they've got separate lots on that are available for professional services. I know that the owners are kind of marketing that, selling that, but they have a specific layout of different lots on that property, and most everything is professional offices. You may have banks, if we don't have enough banks.
Mm-hmm.
You can have offices for different folks and different things. So,
okay.
Yeah, we have not received any building permits for that yet. We did do the land disturbance so they could tear out the old infrastructure and get ready to start putting the new in.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else would you like to tell us about that's popping up in front of our eyes?
Yeah. Well, in our normal, we've got office buildings going in. We've got stuff proposed for down. Some things. A lot of renovations going on. People upgrading tenant spaces. I did get a call, and I don't know. We'll see if it goes through. But I did get a call from someone about a potential tenant going into the old Fred's building. They called me about requirements for what kind of permitting to refit that building to have somebody come in. We may or may not. I hadn't gotten those plans, but mm-hmm. I know people probably be interested because it's been,
right, it's been
vacant for a while.
It has.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we talked about earlier the road at Twin Beach and Greeno going to Fairhope High School Pirate Drive. That's opening, I believe the press release said this week.
Yes.
And then they'll move and shift. They've got the turn lanes in, both going north and south on Greeno. They're going to turn around to the opposite corner where the CEFCO is,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to do the same thing there. So there'll be, when they get started, there'll be some traffic rerouting that has to happen while they're doing that work. We're going to hope that they get some dry weather. What's delayed all of these, construction and road projects, is they can't do it in the rain. And
right.
Typically they can't get started again for a couple of days after the rain because the ground's too wet. You can't put in paving. You have to let it dry back out. So it's kind of a three-day process a lot of times that they can get working again.
So down that intersection is going to be an apartment complex, correct? Is that?
That one I'm going to defer to the planning department. And that one I don't know. I mean, we've got reviews of all kinds of proposals for new subdivisions, new kind of one and two family dwelling developments, and there's just a lot of things on the board. Whether they all materialize or not, we don't know, but there's a lot of proposals for stuff just all over the place. So it's hard to say. I don't know the apartment complex that I know of the proposal is further down Twin Beach, closer to 181.
Okay.
But I know we did a review, we sent comments, but that was several months ago. I don't know if that's going to proceed or not. We'll see.
Like you said at the beginning of your interview, the planning department takes care of what you can build, and then your department, the building, after it's all approved, then you supervise how it's built.
That's correct. So we make sure it's structurally sound, fire safe,
right.
Electrical's done right. That's kind of our side of it.
So some of these proposals, as you said, are simply that, and they're not reality.
Yeah. Until they come for permitting, then I'm able to know more of precisely what they want to do. Because if they've gone to the point of spending thousands and thousands of dollars drawing up plans, they're pretty serious.
Okay. So what else do you know is coming neighborhood wise, et cetera? I know out section is really growing.
It is. There's just different things. There's some neighborhoods that are proposed up north of 104. Kind of around where the new Publix is. There's different, like they're just now starting new phases of the Verandas, which is over there near Three Circles Church. There's a couple of things on Twin Beach Road between County Road 13 and 181. Mm-hmm. There's a new subdivision that's proposed there, and there is the apartment complex.
Right.
And then there's stuff out north of Fairhope Avenue, kind of north of... the Walmart back in there where Northwood, Southwood, all of those subdivisions are.
Now, well, are those annexed into the city limits?
At the request of the developer. Yes. Right now, we can't force anybody to annex. We do certainly talk to them about doing it, but it's really kind of up to the choice of the developer. If they want to annex, there's benefits to being in the city. There's certain things. Some of them may want to stay in the county. A lot of it has to do with differences in the regulations between county subdivisions, how the county reviews them, and how the city reviews them. Now, right now, we look at everything within our planning jurisdiction, which is really the biggest change we've had in the last 4 or 5 months. There have been real significant changes to state law that has limited a lot of the authority that the city has to oversee things in the county. There was a state law passed in this last session, and there was a proposed phase out. A lot of that is based on decisions between the council and the county commission, whether that happens. But like one of the things that I'm also responsible for, I have a lot of environmental protection ordinances that we enforce. Wetlands protection, red clay adjacent to the bay to keep runoff out of the bay, erosion control ordinances. Anything outside the city limits on those three subjects, we can no longer enforce.
Even though it's in the jurisdiction?
Doesn't matter, yeah. Anything that is a city-specific ordinance that we passed that is not related strictly to the construction of a building from my side, we can enforce. So I've had... in the last few weeks, I've had several people call me about folks doing work in the wetlands on Scenic 98 or red mud running off of a construction site in the county. I'm having to defer them to Baldwin County for enforcement. We can't go out there anymore.
Is that what you think Mayor Sullivan meant by some unintended consequences to this law?
It's very possible. And, that's just our response is easier than the county, and that's nothing against the county. They have a big area they patrol.
Right, right.
It's a whole lot easier if I get a call about Scenic 98. I'm 5 minutes away. I can hop in the truck and head down there. But the county is they've actually brought in a couple of people that are really good at the environmental side, but just their ability to respond. And I don't, to my knowledge, I don't know that they have a specific wetland ordinance. I know that they have talked about considering it, but the city was real specific about protecting our wetlands. That's our natural storm retention. That's our natural water recharge for our water system.
Right.
But those are the kind of things outside of the city limits that we can no longer really have any hand in.
We're speaking with Eric Cortinas, Fairhope building official. It is 837 and 79 degrees. What else, Eric, do you want to talk about that we haven't covered so far?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's just, you can see just an explosion of projects in town. I mean, our construction, our permitting is about as high as I've seen it. And right now what we're seeing is, for so many years, we kind of grew as a residential community. So we had new houses, we had new residences. Well, this is kind of the follow-on commercial to support all that. And so that's why you're seeing new grocery stores. That's why you're seeing new offices and professional services. That's kind of the natural progression. You build the houses, you get the people there. Well, they need support services. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're seeing now, is the follow-on of the support, you know, the commercial support that typically comes as your residential population grows.
Right. Do you have figures, numbers?
I don't, and I'm sorry, I should have done that because
that's okay, just curious.
Today is my HUD reporting day. First of every month, I have to tally up number of new single-family residentials, and I'm going to give you off the top of my head, this last month was a little bit slower on the submittals. I think we had about 25 for this month. We're typically in that, we normally do about 300, but somewhere between 300 and 350 new houses, single-family houses, a year.
Okay.
That's our typical year.
Okay.
It's kind of now, as new subdivisions come online, that may grow. Right now, residential market's hot, and I think a lot of people want to kind of take advantage of that. Let's get them built, because mm-hmm. there's a big need or a desire for housing in Fairhope. A lot of people want to come here.
Absolutely.
You know.
And you're in charge of, as you mentioned, making sure they build it properly.
Yes.
And enforcing that. I've got a new home construction next door, and I called you recently. Can they do this?
Yes.
Do they have a permit for this? You're like, oh, it's all above board, Lori. What does require a permit, and how does that work? Say if I want to put on an addition, or
sure.
what's necessary and what's not as far as a permit is concerned?
Really, the main thing, you know, and our philosophy is, if there's not a required inspection in the building code that we need to come look at what you're doing, we're not going to charge you for a building permit. That's not fair, and that's not right. So really, the main things that don't require a permit is anything aesthetic. Paint, interior doors, carpeting, new cabinets, things like that, we're not going to come inspect, so we're not going to make you pay a permit fee. Anything having to do with the outer shell of the building, windows, new doors, roof, those all require permits, because we're in a 160-mile-an-hour wind zone.
A door?
Well, the front door is part of the structural frame of your house. If you watched any of what happened in Hurricane Ida, when those roofs come off those buildings, typically what happens is wind has gotten inside and outside of the building. What you want is to have your exterior structure stand up and keep the wind out. Because if you get a puncture, if a door blows in or a window blows in, now you've got heavy wind inside the house. And that's a lot of times what causes those roofs to pop off.
Okay.
Because that inside pressure hits the inside of the house, mm-hmm. and it's like a balloon. You get pressure inside and it takes the roof off. So your exterior doors have to meet what we call a pressure rating to be able to withstand wind pressure on it. Your windows have to do the same.
When you replace them.
When you replace them.
I mean, my house was
sure.
built in 1961,
yeah.
so...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And, like, one of the big things that's important, and folks building new houses don't like those protective panels for their windows, they're critical in a storm, because, especially if you have older windows, you do not want debris puncturing that window and letting wind inside. That's the number one protective thing that you can do. And those protective panels keep the wind outside the building. You want that shell to remain rigid and try to hold the wind pressure outside.
But they're not required.
They're required on anything new construction and on any windows you replace. If, you know,
what would be like an outside shutter that would close in there, over the window?
Is
that what you're meaning?
There's a couple of different ways to do
okay.
it. Plywood, which you always saw for years, plywood is no longer allowed by the building code as of 2012. But they make what I call, you know, fabric kind of Kevlar-type panels with the grommets and the hooks in the frame. You put those over there, you put the wing nuts over them and hold those in place. It's kind of a thick, heavy fabric. They have the metal panels, those corrugated panels, mm-hmm. you see, they snap into the track. And then, you know, there's also, they make windows that have laminated glass, like a car window. And they're rated for debris to hit them and not puncture. It's called impact glass. Now, the impact glass can get kind of expensive. It's more pricey. But, you know, a lot of times what we'll see is folks will put impact glass up high on second floor windows because they don't want to take a ladder up there and put their panels on. But you can put your panels on. You do impact glass high, and then you do your panels low. My house was built in 2000. When Sally came, everybody kind of thought, well, this thing's going to both, you know, it turned into way more than what we thought.
Right.
And I watched the window. It almost blew my front door in when that wind turned due south. I ended up having to brace my front door because my door faces north. And I watched my son Cameron has a double window in his room. And we have, you know, the Georgia aluminum, the aluminum windows you saw forever. We watched that window bow in. Because
wow.
I hadn't put my protective panels up because I didn't think, you know, I didn't think it would be that serious. And that is a mistake I will never make again. I actually, when Zeta came through, I went home after work and I put all my panels up.
Right.
My wife kind of, Eric, what are you doing? I said, I am not going through. We're not doing that again.
Not taking that chance.
We're not. All right. We're not.
Wow, it's already 8:44.
Yeah.
What else would you like to mention before we run out of time?
Biggest thing, if anybody has any questions, please call us. You know, I get a lot of calls about, hey, I don't think this has a permit. We don't run into a lot of them. Now, we run into a lot of builders that don't post their permits, so people know they have a permit, but they don't put their cards up. But if you have questions, please call us. You know, we're happy to help. But I just want folks to understand how thorough the planning department and the building department are in their reviews. It takes a while to get a permit because it's got to go through multiple steps of approval. And so we take it very seriously. It's not anything that's done lightly or done haphazardly. It goes through multiple, it probably a review will go through three or four or five people. And we double check behind each other. So it is extremely rare that somebody is able to get a permit for something that may not quite be right. And that would be just, you know, we're human. We might miss something on a set of plans. But that's extremely, extremely rare because we help each other out. Like I said, planning department, you know, I talk to Hunter and Mike and Chris and Samara and all of them. Half a dozen times a day. We're
right,
poking our heads
right.
in each other's offices.
You've got to be coordinated.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We are. So, you know, I just want people to understand it's not done lightly, and it's certainly not just out the door. It's people requesting windows. I have sent back many for clarification. I need to see your pressure rating on the window you're ordering. It's going to be right. I do not in any way want to see here the kind of things that we watched this weekend.
In Louisiana.
We just don't. And, you know, we take it, people pay a lot of money for these houses. We have a beautiful community. I want these buildings, we as a department want these buildings to be here. If we ever have anything, people can come back and they actually have a house to come back to and a business to come back to.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job. And we live here too. We care.
Very good. You do, Eric. I've known you for many years as a fellow parent and
right.
sports parent, et cetera. Now, we were just talking off air how our kids are grown and gone and
yep.
their big jobs after college. And empty nester?
We are.
And I thought so. I didn't think. Yeah.
Truthfully, Cheryl and I are kind of getting into this. We're enjoying it.
Good. Isn't that wonderful?
We'd love to have the kids back, but, you know, we're going to enjoy it.
Just to visit.
It is.
And now, Eric, for folks that have questions, is there on the city's website,
mm-hmm.
Can they go to the building department and look up permits and information that they need to know?
The other big thing is we have transitioned to a fully online permitting system. For years, we had an accounting system that we put permits in, but the reviews were done hard copy. As of August 1st, any kind of permit you want to apply for is done through the city website. There's an online building permits button, and it takes you to the CitizenServe portal. And it's done electronically. You enter all the information. You upload copies of your drawings. We review them electronically. We send you emails with comments. And we issue the permits electronically. We do have reports that we issue. We have to report them to Baldwin County every month to the tax assessor site. So as we're fully bringing this online, and planning is in the process right now of going on, we're going to see about making things available. There are some confidentiality issues because a lot of the information we collect has phone numbers and email addresses of individuals. So we want to make sure we're not doing anything that's compromising their privacy. But yeah, that's something we are working on, is being able to post as much information as possible, even if it's just a, hey, we did 25 houses for $1.7 million worth of value from August 1st to August 31st, and just kind of give people a snapshot.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Eric.
Yes, ma'am.
Eric Cortinas with the Fairhope Building Department. Very, very